I'd rather be buried in some cypress grove. I'd rather be buried in some cypress grove. As some woman, Lord, that I can't control. I'm going away. Yeah, going away, going away to stay. I'll be all right, mama. God needs my help someday. Gone down, you know what you promised me. Yeah, sun's gone down, you know what you promised me. What's the matter, baby? Oh, I can't see. Yeah. The old people told me, baby, but I never did know. Yeah, the old people taught me, baby, but I never did know. The good book declares that you got to reap just what you sow. I'd rather be buried in some cypress grove. I'd rather be buried in some cypress grove. Better be here, woman. Your knee bones aching and your body's cold. Your knee bone's aching and your body's cold. You're just getting ready, honey, for the cypress
grove. That's Tony Furtado here on KCVX. He's our special guest in the studio here on The Morning Cup. I'm Marisa Waddell with you. Tony Furtado is best known for his banjo and slide guitar playing, but he also sings and writes songs and does some fine art as well.
Do whatever I can.
And Tony has some shows coming up in our area this week. Playing tomorrow night at Soho in Santa Barbara, 6 o'clock. And then Sunday at the Shell Cafe on Price Street in Pismo Beach, also a 6 o'clock show. And it's a chance to see Tony in a truly intimate setting.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be here. It's good to be back in town. It's been a while since I've been through San Luis Obispo.
You're based in Portland, but you seem to spend an awful lot of time on the road.
I do. I spend a lot of time on the road, as I have for years and years. I spend a little bit less time on the road now because I've got a 17-month-old boy at home.
Little one.
So, you know, I mean, I make a living on the road, so I still spend close to half the year out there doing stuff. But when I'm off the road, I sculpt. buy diapers, you know. My wife's a singer-songwriter too, so she understands the grueling aspect of what I have to do.
So you started playing bluegrass as a kid because banjo was your instrument,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Your playing has morphed into a real fusion of different styles.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about the progression of your music?
I could try. I mean, it definitely wasn't planned. I started, I remember hearing unformatted FM radio as a little boy, you know, in the back of my mom's Mustang, driving around, and I'd hear, you know, something that was slide guitar-ish, and then something that was totally all out rocking, and then I remember banjo. I remember all kinds of stuff being played on the radio back then. And when it came time to actually play music, like to pick an instrument, because my mom kept asking me, do you want to play guitar? Do you want to take piano lessons? And then everyone did that. But then I did a report on a musical instrument in sixth grade, and you had to make the instrument. So I did banjo, and I was like, okay, that's great. That'll start me off, you know. And I went over the deep end, really got into banjo music and everything you might want to play on banjo. Eventually, after I actually started my career with Rounder Records, recording as a banjo player, I realized I wasn't a bluegrass musician. You know, it's I have so much that I'm into and so much that I listen to, and I knew I wanted to eventually write my own songs and do my own thing. So I picked up the slide guitar, started singing, started writing songs, doing everything I needed to do what I wanted, you know.
Tell me about that step into writing your own songs.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I needed something to say, you know. When I was in my early, mid-20s, I knew I didn't. I mean, sure, everyone's got something to say, but it took me a little while to, like, grab the tools of the trade, you know. I dove into literature and poetry and started to kind of understand word use, you know, and using words as colors and feelings and stuff like that. You know, it's almost like looking at a sculpture or a painting, you know, or using a palette, you know. And it took me a little while to grasp that. And once I got that, and once I felt like I was singing with my own voice, like rather than trying to be someone else's voice, the songs just kind of started happening. And it became more a vital form of expression for me.
Well, you picked up your banjo.
Yeah.
Let's hear a tune on that.
Yeah. I'll do it talking about songwriting. Actually, I'm going to do an instrumental. This is a song I wrote a long time ago. Figured it'd be good for this show. It's titled after a funny little town on the California coast where they tear down the road signs so you can't figure out how to get there. It's a town called Bolinas. Thank you.
that's beautiful. That's Tony Furtado playing banjo in the KCBX studios here on Morning Cup. I'm Marisa Waddell with him. And, you know, I noticed that there might even be a little Bach influence in that. Are you classically influenced at all?
Yeah, probably just from listening to it. You know, I played a little bit of classical guitar growing up, too, but I can't say it really influenced me melodically or harmonically so much. I think mainly just from listening, you know, and really exploring ideas growing up for melodies and harmony on the banjo and what you can do with it. I did study some jazz on the banjo, you know, whatever I could, you know, to get to where I wanted to be and have the freedom to play what I wanted to on the instrument.
Tony Furtado is going to be at the Soho in Santa Barbara tomorrow night from 6 to 7:30. It's an early show. And then he's coming back to Pismo Beach to play the Shell Cafe on Price Street in Pismo Beach. And that's a 6 o'clock show, too. And we're lucky to have him here in the studios at KCBX. Tell me a little bit about your instruments. You just put down a Gibson banjo.
Yeah, that is. It's a Earl Scruggs model from the 80s. Had it for a while, and then this guitar here is a Martin. It's an 017 model from 1944. It's pretty well beat up, but I love it. You know, it's I think I put every mark in it that's on there because it's in mint condition. But it's been the only guitar that I've ever wanted to tour with and play with.
What attracted you to pick up the slide guitar in particular after starting out on the banjo?
Ry Cooter. Listening to Ry Cooter and David Lindley, people like that, you know. I just love the sound of the slide. It's very lyrical, and it just has always struck me in a way that, you know, I can't explain it. And most slide players will tell you that, too. It's like it's something unexplainable that you just feel drawn to it and, like, you have to. I felt like I already knew how to do it when I picked it up, but I just had to get my hands to know what to do, you know. Uh-huh. It was in my head.
You make your own slides and you sell them on your website.
Yeah.
They look like they're made out of wine bottlenecks.
That's what they're made out of.
What makes one slide more special than the next slide?
You know, it's just a matter of what fits your hand, what feels right. You know, I tend to like them to be a little bit on the heavier side, and it's got to fit just right on the pinky, you know. So it's like an extension of your pinky, you know. It feels like after you've had it on there for so long, it just feels like it feels naked unless you have it on there, you know. It's just got to feel that comfortable.
So what do? You just like cut the tops off wine bottles and try them out until you find one?
Yeah,
you
there's
like
a funny YouTube of me showing the process. I actually go through it. You take a glass etcher, you know, one of those little three-prong things, and you etch a line around it. And I put it over a flame, then dip it in ice water, snap it off because the glass will break at the weakest point, and then sand it down, and you got a slide.
All right, well, let's hear one.
Okay, you got it. Do an old folk song that I learned a couple years back for a Jerry Garcia memorial set that I did with a buddy of mine. I'd never really listened to the Grateful Dead, and I figured this would be a good reason to check out that deep ocean of available songs on the internet. And I ran into this song a few hundred times and figured maybe I'd give it a shot. An old English folk song. I think I'm gonna record it on my next album. It's called Peggy-O. As we rode out Fenario, as we rode out Fenario, the captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. They called her by her name, Pretty Peggy-O.
marry me, pretty Peggy, oh? Will you marry me, pretty Peggy, oh? If you would marry me, I'll set your city free. Free all the people in the area. I would marry you, sweet William, oh. I would marry you, sweet William, oh. I would marry you, but your guineas are too few. I fear my mama would be angry, oh. What would your mama think, pretty Peggy, oh? What would your mama think, pretty Peggy, oh? What would your mama think? She heard my guineas clean. Saw me marching at the head of my soldiers, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. Return, city I will burn and destroy all the people in the area. As we rode out for Nebbio, as we rode out for Nebbio, a captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. He called her by name, pretty Peggy, oh.
That's Tony Furtado doing an old English folk song for us on KCBX, The Morning Cup. Tony's going to be at the Soho in Santa Barbara tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock, and then coming back to the Shell Cafe on Price Street in Pismo Beach, 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
Tell me about playing an old song like that, and what is the process you go through to make it your own?
It can be sometimes just as simple as listening to a bunch of versions of it and then sitting down with a guitar and just giving it a shot and not do it through any filters but my own, you know. Sometimes there's a couple of songs that I've done where I'll listen to one original version of an old song and then just not listen to it anymore, grab the words and sit with the guitar and sometimes rework the whole melody and everything. You know, I've reworked a lot of old prison work songs too and come up with versions of those where, you know, I mean, there's like literally every time those songs were sung, they were different. So, you know, you can grab almost any melody and put the words to it and create your own. So, you know, it's the folk process. Mm-hmm. You know, each person's got their own version of doing every song.
Yeah, I guess that's why we call it folk music.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
From one folk to the next folk.
Right.
So besides being a performing artist, you do fine art too, and you even have your own Etsy shop.
Yeah, it's true. Yep, yep.
Tell me a little bit about your work.
Well, around the time that I started playing banjo, I discovered ceramic sculpting. It was in junior high school, and if I wasn't practicing my banjo, I was playing with clay, you know, creating little sculptures of different things. And I actually went to college as a fine arts major before I left college to tour with Lori Lewis's band back in the late 80s. And I realized I couldn't do both at the time. It just I needed to focus so much on music. So about 7 or 8 years ago, I couldn't hold it off anymore. So I got a sack of clay and put it on the kitchen table and said, okay, let's see what happens. And then sure enough, a couple years later, I have a studio and a kiln, and I've just really been diving in. You know, whenever there's something I feel I need to make or I want to make or need to make a few bucks making, you know, I just go in the studio and start creating. It's harder to find the time right now, you know, because we have a baby and there's other things to be done too.
Yeah. Oh, a lucky baby, though, surrounded by music and
music
art.
Music and art, yeah.
So your last CD, it's been a few years since that one came out. You mentioned you're going to put that song on your upcoming CD.
Yeah.
When is that happening?
Well, I'm going to jump into the studio this month and see what happens, get my feet wet. Because like I said, you know, time is tricky lately, but I'm starting to find some time to do a lot more writing, and I've gathered a nice chunk of songs, and I have a concept for it. It's going to be a little bit more banjo-driven, which is going to be fun. I have this cello banjo that I want to use a lot on it.
Ooh, what's a cello banjo?
It's a big banjo. It's kind of like a bass banjo, you know, and I hear what I want to do in my head. It's just a matter of getting in the studio and carving it out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Do you have anything to leave us with that might be coming up on that album?
Yeah, actually, I could do, but I have to do it in medley with something else. So this will be, the first tune is one of the tunes that will be on the album. It's also featured in a little, it's not little, it's actually pretty lengthy documentary about Iowa wrestling that was recently put out. Really cool film. It's called Wrestling with Iowa. And I was asked to write and record some songs for it. So this first tune I call Firecracker because one of the wrestlers was described to me as being like a firecracker. So I'll do that, and then I'll jump into one of those prison work songs.
Okay, this is Tony Furtado on The Morning Cup here on KCBX, playing tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Soho in Santa Barbara, and then on Sunday, 6 o'clock at Shell Cafe in Pismo Beach.
Yay. Thank you. Martha moaned, who's gonna weep when Martha's gone? If I had known that the boss was mean, I never would have left out of New Orleans. It ain't no hurting, just a pain. Keep me ringing just the same. Sack their diamond, tighten up, drive on, pick up, sack their diamond, tighten up, drive on, pick up, sack their diamond, tighten up, drive on, pick up, sack their diamond. Mm-hmm.